This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the second issue that could be a major part of both the upcoming extra and veto session.
House Bill number 1720 was sent.
The governor vetoed House Bill 1720 mainly because of the two-year sunset offered for several agricultural tax credits in our state. These credits were part of what turned into a much larger measure. Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb handled this proposal in the upper chamber.
This bill has come from the Ag Committee, and I would like to first commend all the efforts of those on the committee. This bill deals with economic opportunities in agriculture and includes provisions that we believe will benefit the ag industry and make our farms and Missouri communities even stronger. Last year, we worked hard on the bill, but didn't reach a full agreement. And to that point, I want to reiterate that all the members of the Ag Committee have worked hard on this project.
During Missouri Senate discussion on April 5th, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur told the bill handler she believes this legislation would have different implications for different parts of the state.
In my district, where my mom was shopping at her local grocery store, and there's a Marshall's and a couple restaurants and a dollar store, used to be a farm. I grew up down the street from where there was a farm when I moved in, a cattle farm, small. And then over time, that was sold. The house was actually put on display in one of our parks, and it's now a retail, big, square-shaped strip center.
But she adds she is not opposed to the idea.
I think it's important that we know, because a lot of bills were grouped together in here into this omnibus bill. And, you know, agriculture is very important to our state, and it's very important to our nation, quite frankly. We want to do well, and we want to succeed, and we want to do it at a cost. We don't want other people making up any slack for taxpayers that are getting credits. We just want to find that right balance.
When talking about this plan on May 5th, Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia said negotiations dropped the sunset on tax credits from 6 to 2 years.
There's some folks that have some issues with it. I think the governor has voiced some concerns. There were negotiations with folks who were interested in that program, and the governor's folks were really the better part of the last half of last year. Got it to a relatively close place, but obviously didn't get it all the way across the finish line. We didn't want to jeopardize the reintroduction of the other credits, so put a little shorter sunset on some of those programs to give those folks another bite at the apple.
Both the extra and the annual veto session are slated to start on Wednesday, September 14th. While the extra session is only to consist of agricultural tax credits and cutting the state income tax, lawmakers may choose to override any or all of the governor's vetoes of legislation from this year's regular legislative session. This includes vetoes made to line items in the appropriations bills that comprise the budget for the current fiscal year. By law, an extra legislative session can last up to 60 days. Veto session can run as long as 10 days. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.